Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for July the 24th, 2017. In today's news, Motion Industries is set to acquire Pneumatic Engineering, Todd Corrigan has joined Schaefer, and longtime elevator man George H. Becker has passed away.
Nationwide parts distributor Motion Industries Incorporated, a wholly owned subsidiary of Genuine Parts Company, is acquiring Pneumatic Engineering of Los Angeles on August 1st. Founded in 1955, Pneumatic has more than 60 years of experience selling and supporting automation components with a UL508 listing. Its products include pneumatic automation, electrical motion controls, programmable logic controllers, variable frequency drives, machine vision, sensors, industrial communication, and robotics. It has built a presence throughout California and Nevada and will be operated as part of Motion's Automation Solutions Group.
Todd Corrigan is a new sales representative at Schaefer Elevator Components, headquartered in Surrey, Canada, becoming a point of contact for Schaefer customers throughout North America. Corrigan has been involved in industries such as manufacturing, health sciences, and consulting. The company said Corrigan, quote, brings a great deal of experience as a solutions provider, and we are confident that customers will be very satisfied with the customer service he provides, end quote.
George H. Becker of Lansdowne, Pennsylvania, a longtime elevator man and clock enthusiast, passed away on July 12th at the age of 72. An Army veteran who served in Okinawa, Japan, Becker worked in the elevator services department of Westinghouse, then Schindler, for 40 years before retiring in 2012. He was a member of the International Union of Elevator Constructors Local 5. He is survived by his wife of 49 years, Cora, children, Susan, James, Penny, and Stephen, 7 grandchildren, and 3 brothers. Services are planned at Bethany Evangelical Church in Havertown. Memorial donations for cancer research may be made to the Lankenau Medical Center Oncology Department. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.